Yo, woke up early to my stereo alarm. Got dressed, pulled myself a big bowl of Lucky Charms. That was when the phone rang. It was my girl. She said it's cool to come over and walk her to school. I bet, grabbed my keys, jumped up to meet that California sun. Didn't even walk a block before I spotted someone flagging me down from a distance and yelling out, wait. Aw, it's this nigga Val that my moms used to date. So I figured I'd chop it up with him before I break. Though it's kinda odd for this dude to be up before 8. I greeted him like, what's up? Then moved in for a handshake. Then bow, nigga socked me in my motherfucking face. I'm looking at him like, what the fuck for? Homie, you know you robbed me in front of that liquor store. I explained it wasn't me that got him and I swore, man, you full of shit. Then he started to storm off. So many things going off in my head while I'm holding my jaw. Like, no ready, set, go, no coin toss. No attempt to warn him, sounding no horns going off. Just a straight sucker punch before I can knuckle up. Next day I'm on the phone with my cousin Peacock. I close the door so my moms don't eavesdrop. I told them about what happened in confidence, cause in my family with a tree full of secrets. As soon as one leaf drop, I'll have them lining up for 3 blocks. And I ain't trying to get this nigga valid 6 feet deep box. I'd rather push it off to the side, but I guess my cousin Peacock was like, we ain't letting this shit slide. So yo, here come the drama. It got back to my mama. My mama starts to riffing with no periods or commas. Whatever, long as the drama don't get back to my father. But eventually it did and it couldn't. And it hit him harder, cause yo, my father's usually nonchalant and passive, but his emotional overflow for me is kinda massive. So wasn't no stopping once them connections started to scour. They found that nigga Val in a half an hour in a crack house. He said, yo, I'm coming, we got it mapped out. Soon as you hear that horn, bring your ass out. Hung up the phone, I feel like I'm sick to my stomach, I'm about to pass out. Damn, no time for me to back out. So I jump in the car with my crazy ass uncle, my father and some other nigga, popping old school slang with wooden bats out. Full speed ahead, no back route. From the streets my father cashed out, but my uncle still had clout. So as soon as we stepped foot in the place, the niggas cut the music, cause they knew it wasn't no game, no cat mouse. My uncle quarterbacked the team like Dan Fouts to make sure that none of these niggas try to lash or flash out. It kinda seemed like a smoke-filled dream, something I was mentally aware of but never seen. As a teen in a room full of fiends with ripped jeans, urging this nigga Val to come clean. Front and center, moment of truth, no time to dip or shake out. Two brothers face to face like a middleweight bout. He come to stare down, my father told him, look my son in the face before I start some havoc up in this place. You better recognize who you dealing with, nigga, cause my son is my ace. I'll light your monkey ass up with no flame, it's no thing. Save your pitiful song and dance for Soul Train. You say my son robbed you, that's a bold claim. You could see it in his face that he was so ashamed, but his pride kept him grounded as if he refused to board a plane. And that sort of thing was deadly as cocaine, cause he never knew it hit him as soon as the blow came. Right cross to the jaw, tossed to the floor, leading to a conclusion you and I couldn't draw. Cause after an ass whooping so over-dramatized, my father stood up and made that nigga apologize. Head sunk down and drowning in his own shame, he admitted he mistook me for somebody I won't name. And that name I knew very well, so we mutually agreed to consider this shit a fairy tale. It could have came to a terrible end, but instead they both shook hands like two grown men supposed to. No tattoo tears, no gun in the holster, just some shit to settle and now we kosher.